Hey guys, it's Regina Coley, aka The Motivate Her, connecting with you on another fantastic and fabulous day. Any day that you are alive, you're breathing, you're still here, it is a fantastic and fabulous day in my book. So that's what it is today. I hope that you're feeling the same. My mission is to educate and motivate young women and girls and cultivate the people that work with them. So I hope that you fit that criteria, because that's what it's all about, right? Giving back, sharing your gifts and your talents with other people. And I just so happen to be very, very passionate about doing that for young women and girls, because A, I was a young woman and a young girl, and I know what those challenges and experiences look like. But I also know what it's like when you are trying to inspire other people, and then you know, you have a lot going on in your own life, and you're still trying to keep your momentum, and you're still trying to keep, you know, keep it positive in your own life so that you can share positivity as somebody else's. And sometimes that's a challenge. So that's the type of information that you will find when you connect with me, if you are new to me. All right. So today, I want to share with you three ways that you can share your influence and impact. One way that I really love to talk with young women and girls is on the area of leadership. And I look at leadership as not really assuming any type of position. Sometimes we feel like leadership comes with a title, and oftentimes it doesn't. You might just be a member of a group or organization or a member of your class, and you don't have to be student body president. You don't have to be, you know, the executive at your company, but you do have the opportunity to influence and impact other people on a day-to-day basis. So I'm going to share with you three ways today that you can do that. Number one is just simply opening your mouth. I think that sometimes we second guess ourselves. We second guess whether or not, you know, this person even wants to hear this information. Is it the right time? Am I the right person? But guess what? If you know it, you are. Because sometimes people are looking for additional resources. They're looking for information and knowledge, and they don't want to go online. They don't want to Google it. They don't want to, you know, put in the time that is really required, when they can just simply have a conversation with you and be able to get, you know, bounce ideas off one another and find out new information. I think that we're all kind of on this quest and this journey and this of knowledge together. And sometimes in this information society, we can become overwhelmed by too many voices and too much clutter. But I think when you connect with people in a genuine and very authentic way, and you're just sharing the resources and the knowledge that you have in an appropriate manner, like if you're just having a conversation with your friend and she says, girl, you know, I'm really nervous about this test, and you got some really great test-taking strategies, share them with your friends. That's what you are there for. They could go online and Google it. Yes, they could go to the library and get a book. Absolutely. But nothing beats the value of you being able to share what you're gifted with somebody else. Then you become a person of value. You become the one that's like, wow, you know, every time I talk with her, she always has something amazing and powerful and, you know, relevant to share with me. So make yourself known as that type of person, and people will soon recognize you as the true leader that you are. The second tip is to be able to start a blog. You know, I used to think that blogging was really, really like, oh my gosh, it's so time consuming. But there are so many ways to share content on a blog that it really doesn't have to be. Maybe you like getting in front of the camera and speaking. You know, your blog could really just be like a video blog where you just go on like, you know, a YouTube and share all of your information. Or you can do like I'm doing now, get on here and record an audio and make it available for a download as an MP3. You might also consider, you know, typing things out, writing. If typing and writing is your thing, that's also a wonderful way to share information. So blogs just have so many different ways. You can create pictures and just share pictures that people can share on social media. But blogging gives you your voice. It gives you a platform. It gives you a place where people can come and visit you and hear your thoughts and ideas. And I think if you are really working on becoming a woman of influence or impact, you got to be able to find your unique voice and share it. Because once people hear it, they're like, yes, I want more. You know, I need to hear more of what she's got. And then they can't find you on the web. It's kind of like, you know, a big letdown. So make your place online. Make your home. Where can we come in and find out more about you and hear more of the fantastic things that you have to share? Make your home online. Lastly, is to find opportunities to shine. I think that sometimes people are always waiting and they're waiting and they're waiting for somebody else to present them the opportunity. to share or to speak or to create. And guess what? The world is waiting on you to just show up. You go out, you seek opportunities, even if you're not being paid for them all the time. Everything is not always going to be paid. And sometimes I get a little concerned when people are all, you know, completely focused on, well, how much is it? And, you know, what's in it for me? Sometimes you're just supposed to share your gift because that's what a gift is. A gift isn't a gift until it's given. So when you are automatically, like, just focused on sharing the gift, I think the profits will come. If that's something that you're interested in, is, you know, wanting to also make a profit or turn your passion into a business, that comes with time. But it starts by just looking for opportunities to share. Get out there, go online. There are tons of conferences that are always looking for speakers and people to present, you know, submit proposals. And that might be an avenue or opportunity for you to get started and just start connecting. Record yourself when you go to these places. Start creating your speaker reel and just get your voice out there. Get your name known. And come to that same event consistently, and they'll start to be like, you know, wow, this is the speaker who comes to us every year. You know, start to anticipate and look forward to what you have to share. So look for opportunities to share your unique talent, to share your voice. Leadership is all about influence and impact. And if you are in any way influencing or shaping the decisions and the thought pattern of the people around you, guess what, my dear? You're a leader, and that's awesome. That's what you want to continue to do, is make an impact. Help create change wherever it is that you are. Don't worry about having the authority or having the leadership position. I know when I first graduated college, that was so important for me. Like, I was doing the work of a leader, but my title didn't reflect that. And I wanted my title to reflect that because I felt like that affirmed me. And I realized later on in life, it didn't, because people who had the title, you know, if you're not influencing and really be, you know, impacting the crowd, then guess what? They're not great leaders, and they could use a little bit more training. So don't worry about the titles. Titles mean nothing. People come to the authority figures who share the passion and the same values as they do and are able to get relevant, resourceful information. Always make that your goal. Always make that your mission. And guess what? You are on the path to leadership, and you're going to fly high. All right. I hope that you can find more powerful resources by visiting my website. That's motivateher.com, MOTIVATHER.com. Or you can book me for your next speaking engagement at reginacoley.com/speaks. I hope to connect with you on social media or someplace on the web. Until next time, take care and have a blessed day.